Imagining your challenge, accomplishment it. Visualizing the challenge. Now that you have validated your ideas to the people and received feedback, you are good to go, but wait. Relax. You have done all that has to be done. But before the final action, let go of all tensions. Sit back and allow yourself to really connect to your action plan and check it out in your mind through a simple process of visualization. We all have a beautiful ability to imagine. Our mind can take us anywhere we want to go in fractions of a second. We can even travel to the moon and back in a second. Is it not so? Well, let's finish the next step before we actually get to action. A. Allow your imagination the freedom and liberty to travel into space. B. Allow your imagination to look at your challenge from a holistic perspective and visualize the entire scenario. C. Try to trigger your imagination and visualize the consequences of your actions when implemented. D. Imagine the future. What do you see? E. Allow yourself the liberty of complete openness in thinking. What do you see? Look into the future. F. Remember that the visualization and imagination can be positive or negative. Allow it to engulf you. G. If it is negative, look at the modifications you need to make in order to convert it into positive. What changes do you feel you need to make? Make a note of it. Make relevant changes. H. If your ideas are positive about the execution of your action, you will be filled with confidence. A person should act with this sense of vision and thereby be filled with confidence. Most people get triggered to action but take the challenge with a constant fear of failure. I'm sure these steps you have taken step by step will definitely make you stronger and remove all sense of apprehensions or self-doubts. Am I right? Well, now you are good to go. You have all the information you need to act. Best wishes.